everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing.
James, what are we going to talk about this month?
Well, E3, the big gaming expo in Los Angeles.
Right.
So where you're going to get all your news, you know, about what's upcoming in the future. I'm going to give a brief mention of a game I'm currently playing, Red Dead Redemption. It's absolutely fantastic. I'll be talking about that later.
So you were talking about Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yes. E3, the electronic art expo. It's been running for years now. It's where you get big news about consoles coming out, games coming out. They're all unveiled there. It has been slimmed down in the past few years from what it used to be, but it's still a major source of news and information. It's what the gaming media is going to be talking about for the next month and even beyond.
Are there any little secret things that are being leaked from this convention?
Not yet. There's been rumours about what might be unveiled. They do try to keep it quite secretive, but you can guarantee Sony will be there with a big press conference with a few surprises. Microsoft are going to be there talking more about Project Natal launching later this year. You know, Nintendo will probably have a few tricks up their sleeve.
Right.
One rumour that does persist at the moment is more details on Project Natal, Microsoft's big motion controller.
Right.
This was announced last year at E3. Nintendo, as you know, had major success with the Nintendo Wii and their motion controls.
Yep.
Sony and Microsoft want in on that action now.
Right.
Sony have got a product coming out called the PlayStation Move that's supposed to be releasing in a few months. Microsoft's Natal is a camera that scans in your body. It gives you complete control without a controller. So it'd be very interesting to see what's going to happen
Absolutely,
there.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, you know, it could go one or two ways. It could be fantastic. It could be an absolute load of rubbish.
Right.
It just depends. You know, this is going to be a big one for them, for these motion controllers.
But you're going to cover this for us next month, yeah?
Yeah, we'll definitely be covering. I'll be watching all the press conferences, just sitting there.
Do you want to talk about the game that you've been playing?
Yeah, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption, which came out last week on the Xbox and the PS3. I mentioned it briefly last month, but I didn't actually know too many details. I was keeping, you know, away from any information to try and get myself nice and excited for it. It exceeded my expectations. Red Dead Redemption has you playing a former outlaw in the American Old West during the dying days of the Old West in 1914. You know, you have a lot of, cars have just been invented, brought in. The Old West is dying, civilization from New York now is spreading.
Mm-hmm.
You take control of a former outlaw who has to hunt down a member of his old gang. You know, you'll be riding horses, taking part in duels. You can play poker, you can play blackjack as mini games.
Right.
You can do horse breaking, you can take out gang hideouts and everything. It's just absolutely fantastic. The scope is massive. You know, I played Grand Theft Auto 4 when that first came out, and I was amazed at the graphics, you know, how open it was, how huge it was. Red Dead Redemption has dwarfed that.
Really?
Absolutely dwarfed it.
Wow.
It's an absolutely fantastic game. If you're not interested in the Old West, I'd still recommend it, just because it's a game that needs to be played.
Right.
It's one of those games that, you know, everyone should have a go at it, just to get their own opinion, see if they like it. But I definitely give it, you know, my full recommendation.
Really? Mm. What license is it?
Unfortunately, it's 18,
right.
So
it's quite violent then.
It can be violent. There's a bit of swearing in there.
But
it's a Rockstar game, so you know it sort of comes with the territory. You know, they do produce adult games for adults.
Right.
It's not for children in the least. So if you're easily offended, then perhaps stay away.
How easy is the gameplay?
It varies. There's a difficulty curve in there. It's not a very steep one. Rockstar always tend to do this. They ease you in very well. You know, they'll introduce a feature and they'll have you use that feature and give you a good tutorial on how to use it. Shooting elements are all brilliantly covered. How to do the mini games are brilliantly covered. There's a tutorial for every aspect of the game. So it shouldn't be too difficult for people to play.
Right.
It is one that people can pick up and play. They might find a bit of difficulty with some sections, but that's part of the fun, you know?
Yeah.
You need to be frustrated a bit in a game, otherwise it doesn't succeed in what it's doing.
Yeah. How many hours have you played this game now?
Oh, I haven't counted yet, but it's probably about 10 to 15. I estimate there's about 30 to 40 hours of gameplay in there. Maybe
right.
more if you want to complete everything the game has to offer.
Right.
You know, you could possibly walk through the story quite quickly, but because of how open the world is, you know, and how much there is to explore, you might not want to do the story all in one go. You might want to take it quite slowly and easily.
You've got a new blog out as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about your blog?
Yeah, I started a blog website. Make a post, update it easily. You know, have reviews of games, TV shows, my programming projects, that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, just what I'm doing at the time. The website address is jcmuirhead.wordpress.com.
Right. We'll have that link on the cultural thing anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's got everything that we've spoken about today and a whole lot more.
That'll have everything we've spoken about and more. I've got a review up of a game I've been playing for the past month called Resonance of Fate. I've got a few words about the recent Lost finale. And I'll be having words about what I'm currently working on myself, that sort of thing.
Brilliant, James. Thank you very much. I'll see you in a month's time.
Right, thank you very much. See you in a month.
Everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing. A Garrito presentation.